a representative for the Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada, I participated in the teleconference this morning where the Canadian Civil Liberties Association announced that they have filed their challenge, their legal challenge against the New Brunswick government. And so they are suing the New Brunswick government.
Okay, so let's talk about that lawsuit. We've discussed this before, but in your own words, why was the lawsuit filed against the government of New Brunswick?
So the lawsuit is being filed over a regulation which restricts New Brunswickers' access to abortion, and it's a payment regulation. And so essentially, New Brunswick is the only province that does not allow the funding of abortion outside of hospitals. And so the CCLA is suing the government over this regulation to repeal the regulation and make abortion accessible as it is in all other provinces and territories.
Okay, so the lawsuit has been filed. What happens now?
Now we wait and see. Because the CCLA is the organization taking on this legal challenge, and they have a team of lawyers and folks working on this, we're not necessarily in the loop about all of the particular legal proceedings, but what normally happens is you would probably get some kind of response from the government. But as we know with the New Brunswick government, they're really great at stalling. They refuse often to acknowledge, you know, any kind of contact about this issue. So for example, the CCLA has been attempting to contact the government for months. October 14th and October 30th, they sent letters to the health minister, to Premier Higgs, to the Attorney General of New Brunswick, and they didn't receive any satisfactory response. So now I guess they just wait and see. They wait and see what happens. It's really interesting to note, though, and Noah Mendelson Aviv pointed this out in the teleconference this morning, but just because the challenge has been filed doesn't mean that's how this should end. The New Brunswick government at any time, literally any time, could repeal the regulation on their own. They don't have to continue on with this challenge if they simply repeal the regulation, which is just really the stroke of a pen. It can be done very, very easily by the premier. And so, you know, if we were being very hopeful, we could say what could happen next is the government could respond and say, now during a pandemic is not the time to drag the province through a legal challenge. We're in violation of the Canada Health Act, and therefore we will repeal the regulation on our own, which would then settle the legal challenge.
Okay. What was your role specifically in this lawsuit and or the conference call this morning?
Well, we have no role except a supportive role to the lawsuit. So that has to be very clear. It's the Canadian Civil Liberties Association, which has launched the legal challenge. So we were there. I was there as a representative of the Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada, which is a national organization. And I was joined by Dr. Adrian Edgar, who is the medical director of Clinic 554, and Dr. Tobin LeBlanc-Haley, who is the representative for Reproductive Justice NV. So we all made statements in support of the challenge and answered questions from the press. So we were there in a supportive role as activists and organizations who have all been working towards the same goal.
Okay. This has been going on, and by this I mean 8420 and Clinic 554's closure. It's been going on for a very long time. Why do you think it's been going on for so long?
Well, there's a long answer and there's a short answer. The long answer is that Regulation 8420 was really enacted quite hastily in the 90s, in the mid-90s, when Dr. Henry Morgenthaler opened the private clinic in Fredericton, which is what we now know as Clinic 554. And so this regulation was put in place not based on any kind of scientific evidence or health policy planning, but in direct response to this particular clinic being opened by Dr. Morgenthaler. And that was really just designed to restrict the way that he could operate in the province. So if we look at that, the inaction of the policy and how little the policy has changed over time, despite, you know, pressure from the federal government, from communities, from internal politicians, from the world, we really have to, you know, default to the short answer, which is that this government has and continues to have an extremely anti-abortion ideology and founding belief. It really is as simple as that. They do not want abortion to be accessible because they don't believe in abortion as essential health care.
That was Tasia Alexisopoulos, representative of Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada. According to Alexisopoulos, the current Conservative majority government is growing more solid in its stance against repealing Regulation 8420 the longer time goes on. Health Minister Shepherd was asked about the lawsuit during the COVID-19 press conference yesterday, but she was unable to comment. CCLA filed the lawsuit after multiple attempts to come to an agreement with the provincial government to no avail. More on this story will follow next week. For CHMA News, I'm Meg Cunningham.